As we celebrate the memory of former President Professor John Evans Atta Mills, Ghanaians remember him as a man of peace. He is epitomized as a humble person who served his nation to his death. Radio Ghana's Rebecca Ekpe looks back at Professor Mills and his legacy.
A legacy is something that is handed down from one period of time to another. Historically, according to the online encyclopedia, Wikipedia, it also describes legacies as what a generation remembers about a person or a country. One can therefore assert that Ghanaians remember Professor John Atta Mills by his legacy as a man of peace, characterized by his persona of tolerance and his undoubtedly respect for the rule of law and fundamental human rights for all. Before one can bequeath a legacy, one has to invest time in what will today become a legacy. In President Mills' case, he spent time teaching others. Commissioner on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, Loretta Lunte, was his student.
The president was my prof, taught me company law, and also taught me taxation field, in which he was quite an expert.
In retrospect, some Ghanaians from his Achimota school days confirmed that President Mills was destined to be a great man. Eddie Annan, a friend of Professor Mills, who in 2004 contested him for the NDC flag bearership, describes him as a man who made peace even with his political enemies.
He didn't believe that being a different political party meant that you were better off or worse off than the other. He acknowledged that politics brought somebody to be the head of state and to lead the nation and to be the father of the nation.
President Mills's greatest legacy is believed to be his respect for human rights, as captured by Shraj Deputy Commissioner Joseph Whittle.
All the things that he did in fulfillment of the constitutional obligation of ensuring the rights to health, to education, the rights to good governance, all right? They are all human rights.
His legacy is one of a very religious man, a man of peace characterized by his indisputable gentility and humility. This is how the Most Reverend Professor Asante, chairman of the National Peace Council, described President Mills, calling him the humble giant.
We call President Kufuor the gentle giant. I will call President Mills the humble giant. And coming after the heels of President Kufuor, they have introduced some political dynamics. Qualities of gentility. And for me, it's a great legacy he has left our nation. His humility and, you know, approachability, his simplicity is a legacy, something that we need to highlight so that leaders who will come after him will learn to be humble, learn to be approachable, and be committed. I mean, obviously, I mean, he was a human being. He must have his downside. He might have his own problems, but that I leave for posterity to tell. For me, I think he was a humble person who served his nation with humility. And that is something to be held to the public, to the young ones, for us to learn. He was a good model. And as a Christian, he really challenged me that you can take your Christianity to your public life.
President Mills is challenging others to emulate the good virtues of Christianity in public life. Shraj Commissioner Loretta Lamte says she has known the prof for 30 plus years. Madame Lamte is amazed that President Mills stands tall even under most intense criticism.
He's so tolerant, and that for us is fundamental to protection of human rights, tolerance. And I think he exemplified tolerance in his every action. So if we can always remember that, remember the man and how he respected every Ghanaian and was tolerant of people's views even where they differed from his, I think that's the real legacy.
A legacy epitomized by his peaceful nature. President Mills's final resting place is the Geese Park near the castle. Professor J.E.A. Mills Asomdwehene, man of peace, has been eulogized by the UN General Assembly as an anchor of stability for Ghana's democracy.
That was a feature on Professor Mills and his legacy by Rebecca Ekpe.